Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, good morning. It's Dave Clemens. I've got my friend Scott Pelham here. He's the executive director for Central Oregon Collective. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Doing very well. Good to see you again.
Been a little while since we talked.
Yeah. Now, I know we got a fundraiser coming up, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, I just want to talk about Central Oregon Collective and what that is and what your mission is and maybe even how it came about.
Well, for any of your listeners that are friends with Mike Sipe, who's got a big impact on our community, he's coined the phrase that we're the largest not-for-profit in Central Oregon that no one's ever heard of. That's changing to the positive. We support people with intellectual developmental disabilities to live and thrive in our community.
And how do you do that?
A number of different ways. Predominantly, we have living situations for folks. So those sometimes are called group homes where 3 to 5 people share a home and they have 24-hour staff. And that staff helps them with any daily living needs that they have and travel to and from appointments or places they want to go. Be that munching music downtown at the park or whatever, all the fun things and odd things that make Bend bend. And in addition to that, we have people to live in their own homes that we bring support to them. And we have people live in an apartment complex that we bought about 10 years ago, mostly because people needed support but couldn't afford to live anywhere. And then on top of that, we help people through transportation and support services just get out and about to everything that is Bend. Medical appointments, everything people need. Sometimes public transportation doesn't quite meet that need, so we make sure people get where they need to go.
And how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, you know, it's remarkable. It's over 40 years.
Wow.
But again, the board initially thought their job was to keep people with disabilities safe from their community, and it took a long time before people kind of wised up that that wasn't the best idea. And so now it's, you know, our homes and everything are in visible places. We're neighbors. You know, we share a cul-de-sac, whatever that is, and we get to know the people that live around us and vice versa.
Who started this?
Well, you know, one of the foundational members just retired off the board this last year. His name is Tom Clark. He was an attorney here in town forever and ever. And again, he just retired from his practice, and he retired from our board recently as well. But he was one of the three foundational members that was with us when I got there 13 years ago now.
Wow. And, I mean, you guys are strong as ever? Or,
pardon?
I mean, you're as strong as ever as far as your mission goes?
Yes. Of course, when you say that out loud, you're just asking for trouble. But yeah, we had to work really hard to get through COVID and the worst staffing crisis we've ever seen. We did a pretty good job of that. We had to close a couple of homes because of lack of staff during that time. I've reopened those homes and there are people living there again. And the demand for our services has gone way up. And so if I could figure out a way to finance being able to have more homes and more opportunities for people to live, we could just keep growing like there's no tomorrow. Additionally, we picked up a program that was having some troubles, and that added another 30 or 40 people to get support where they live. And then we just started an expansion program in the last year. So now we have services for people in Madras, Prineville, Terrebonne, that neck of the woods.
So we really need to raise money to keep this thing rolling and expanding for the need that we have.
We do, and not to play too much of a numbers game, but it took us 10 years to get a wage rate study done, and then another 3 years to get the legislature to look at funding it. And by the time we got all that done, the wage basis in that proposal was $17.58 an hour. I was already paying $20 an hour because that's what the labor market demanded here in Central Oregon. And it's not gotten easier. So our wages need to continue to go up. We've increased benefits. We've got some nice things going on that make a really big difference to families, like a health savings account, you know, things like that. We pay 75% of the employees' healthcare costs when they first start. We do stuff like that, but to live in Central Oregon, wages, there's nothing around them. You got to keep going up.
Right, right. Now, you got the fundraiser coming up, but people that are listening, of course, we'd love for them to go to the fundraiser, write a check, but can people donate online as well? Is there other ways to help you guys out?
Our website presents that opportunity. You can click a button and you can give there. The website is www.inthecollective.com. Real easy to get to, all lowercase. The event is a celebration. It's a follow-up to the event that I talked about last time Dave and I were together. And there we just acknowledged community heroes, and we didn't actually do any fundraising. We just let people know what was coming up, and this is what's coming up.
Gotcha.
And Bonnie's going to talk a little bit more about the details. We're just a month out, so it's barreling down upon us. And that'll be a big part of our fundraising effort, but it'll continue after that. There's a group of people called a campaign committee that'll be working for the next 6 months. And the campaign really was a 3-year campaign, and we'll be continuing to work on those goals over the next 2 years.
All right. Well, let's talk to Bonnie. Bonnie, so this is on May 1st. What day of the week is that?
That's a Thursday at Eagle Crest Resort in Juniper Hall at 6 p.m. Going to be amazing. There's going to be complimentary dinner with wine and dessert, some speeches from some very wise people, and some fast-paced paddle-raising fun. I do want to thank our sponsors. We had Brilliance and Branding and Lava Terrace Cellars donate the wine. So Dina and Dwayne Barker, you guys are amazing. And then Nothing Bundt Cake for their amazing cakes. Kelsey and Jason, you two rock. And thank you to Crosspoint Capital, Michael and Kathy Seip, for generously donating an amazing Mexico vacation package that will be auctioned off to the highest bidder at the end of the night. So y'all come ready for some fierce competition.
I'd like to put a point out to Kim Meter, who's our keynote for the event. If any of you haven't met Kim, and if you're not familiar with Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, you need to get on board and get to know them. It's one of the most amazing stories in Central Oregon, where they team up youth that have gone through trials and tribulations with horses that have had a bad time. And it's just an amazing, amazing therapy. They do this all for free. They serve 3,000 to 5,000 young people a year. It's nothing short of amazing, and you need to get out there and see them and the amazing work they're doing. We're so thankful Kim's going to talk to the crowd for us.
All right, so do you need to RSVP for this thing, or you show up? How does this work?
Yes, you do. If you go to our website, www.inthecollective.com, and click on Fundraisers and Events, I just need you to register before the event.
All right, register and then show up. Bring your checkbook.
It's going to be amazing.
Right. Sounds like a great event. Scott, any final thoughts for this interview?
No, just really thankful that we get a chance to talk to you again. This is such a great audience to reach. This is our first big fundraiser the company's done in its 40-plus years. It's kind of a new territory for us, but it's real important, and we're doing something you don't hear about very often, or if ever, and that is the bulk of our fundraising isn't just for increased programs and opportunities. It's also to be able to pay our staff so they can continue to provide great services.
All right, Bonnie, why don't you give us the website one more time?
inthecollective.com and click on Fundraisers and Events.
Been talking to Bonnie Vandiver as well as Scott Pelham. He's the Executive Director for Central Oregon Collective. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.